Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Wonder Librarian again with you here. I'm with Jason, my buddy.
How's it going?
And we are at the Rogue One Geekery Con, and we've got a guest here. It's only my second time seeing him, but I talk to him a lot on With Pen and Brush Chat. So from With Pen and Brush, Jason Lord.
How's it going?
It's nice to see you here today.
Yeah, thanks for being here and being a guest. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So how's your day been going?
Pretty good so far. Pretty good. Can't complain.
Do you have, I was going to ask you, what's your favorite subject to draw?
My favorite subject is primarily the chibi art. Favorite character is definitely Ghost Rider.
Oh, okay.
Nice. That's a good one.
Yeah, you're saying that print moves pretty well, right?
Yeah. One of the faster moving ones for sure.
And you also had the Ghost Rider poutine today, I noticed.
Yes. That was pretty good too.
Yeah. So how did you become an artist? How did that story go?
Generally been drawing most of my life. No formal education, just practice. And then I met up with Rob Theodo, and he liked my stuff, and now I'm with the crew.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask the With Pen and Brush origin story, but you just gave it to me, so that's good. So another artist question, so I like to ask this one. Do you have anything special that you're doing during your creative process?
Not really, just your typical pencils, then ink, and then coloring. So.
Okay, but like nothing like you're not watching a show or like doing, like you have to get into a zone or anything?
Currently, I listen to some music by Lindsay Sterling. She's a violinist, but I change it up every once in a while.
Yeah, see, I like to listen to those kind of like intimate stories of like what you actually do because, yeah, I have my own routine. I've got some Star Wars themed questions today. So what's your favorite Star Wars movie and why?
I gotta say my favorite Star Wars movie is Episode One. No, I'm only joking.
And you like Jar Jar.
Yeah, Jar Jar is the best. Yeah.
Although, I will say this. Of all the Star Wars movies, best lightsaber fight, I think.
Best lightsaber fight for sure, but my favorite's gotta be Return of the Jedi. It's the most psychological one. So.
That's what I would say, too.
Okay.
I like Ewoks, and I like the Force ghosts and stuff at the end. It's a nice little wrap-up. Nice little ending there.
Yeah, the internal battle between father and son and good and evil in that movie just tops the rest of them off. So.
It's like the culmination of all the best stuff all rolled into one.
Exactly.
Okay, and then along with that, so we already said Jar Jar, but favorite Star Wars character?
Favorite Star Wars character is Porkins, man. Porkins is the man.
Oh. Aunt Beru.
Red 6, he is the number one guy.
Oh, interesting. Interesting segue there. We've got two interesting answers so far.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've never heard the answer. Interesting aside, I have his action figure.
There you go, see? Gotta have some Porkins.
You never know what you might learn. Are you looking forward to Rogue One?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Who isn't?
And we were asking earlier, we were talking about, like, now that there's all these new Star Wars movies, kind of an offshoot from the original episodes, what do you think of that? Do you think that that's going to ruin Star Wars and it gets too much, or do you like it? Or?
No, I think it's going to be really good for the whole Star Wars universe. Every year, somebody's going to be introduced to the Star Wars universe, and they're going to follow every single movie, and it's just going to create a bigger fan base, so you can't go wrong with the expanded universe.
So you're on the more Star Wars, the better side, then?
Okay. Yes, of
course. Not like tone it down, just stick to the episodes?
Nope.
Perfect.
Pork and Solo movie, maybe?
Ooh, a Pork and Solo movie.
Wow.
Porkins and Bacon.
Oh.
There you go.
Nice. You've already got a working title. Okay, well, my favorite question is, and my obsession, who do you think Rey's father is from Episode 7? Because that was a question that was posed, and you kind of get led thinking different things, so I'm just wondering what you think.
In all honesty, I have no clue. It could be anyone. It could literally be anyone. It could be a general.
It could be Chewbacca. It could be
Chewie and Leia secretly. Who
it
knows?
It could be this Porkins you mentioned.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
There you go.
Could it be Lando? I don't know.
Oh God.
Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, Jabba. Could be anybody. No, I honestly have no clue. I can't wait to see our reveal though.
Okay. Well, I've already said a couple times, but I think the answer will be revealed partially in Rogue One. But
possibly.
Yeah. Always interesting to see what everyone else thinks about that.
We'll know by Episode 8 anyhow, I think.
Exactly.
That's what I think too. Yeah. All right. Do you have your...
Yeah, I've have a couple questions. As an artist, I like asking this to artists because you get some good answers. What's the weirdest thing you've been commissioned to draw?
Oh, that's a good one.
In all honesty, I haven't been commissioned to do too much, but I have been asked to do a Ninja Turtle Power Ranger crossover.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
That's the most unique one I've done, so.
Okay.
This may be surprising, but a lot of them are sometimes sexual in nature.
I haven't done anything sexual.
I know Kyle had some interesting ones.
Yeah.
Seemed kind of scarred by it.
And actually, are you into comics at all?
I love comics.
What are some of your favorites? Anything you could recommend?
Again, Ghost Rider. I almost have the run of every single series.
Oh, nice.
So even dating back to like the Western Ghost Rider, I have a number one issue. Not in the best condition, but
cool.
Yeah, for sure. It's legit. Also, any crossover stuff I love. Civil War, The Dark Knight Returns, anything like that where you can have more than one superhero, definitely go for it.
Oh, right on. Any influences in the art world?
Scotty Young, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of my hugest influences. Derek Loffman, I've been following his stuff more recently. Great guy. Got to meet him at Forest City Comic Con. We sat there for a good 10-15 minutes, chatted up. He's a great guy. So, yeah, anything like that. Most influence, though, I have to say, is my son. He's the one that always asks me to draw him stuff, so it just makes me practice even more.
Great answer, Alex. As a dad, I love that answer.
I didn't know I was going to have to bring Kleenexes for this interview. I'm crying now.
Other than Star Wars and Ghost Rider, what other things do you geek out about?
Action figures. No specific type, except for Mr. Potato Head. So I'm a huge Mr. Potato Head fan.
That's cool. That's
awesome. So yeah, PPW Toys, they're one of my favorite companies. Other than that, movies, I'm a huge movie buff. Again, Star Wars. I've heard this thing about Back to the Future. I don't know about it. It's okay.
You know what?
It's okay, I guess.
You know what? It's the best trilogy ever made. I'm sorry.
Against Star Wars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's up there. It's up there.
They can all be number one, I guess.
Yeah. Also, back in the day, I was a huge fan of The Crow. So, yeah, still a guilty pleasure.
Very cool. Well,
that's basically it.
Okay.
Who's your best Mr. Potato Head? Because I was thinking about that.
My best Mr. Potato Head that I personally own, I have a Joker one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Potato.
Yeah, there's a Joker potato.
You heard
it. I have a couple myself, not a lot, but I have an Indiana Jones one.
Yeah.
And I have a Dark Knight Returns one.
Yeah.
I just have the generic Potato Head. Yeah. I thought that's all there was.
Oh, there's tons.
You guys told me that.
Oh, there's lots of superheroes, lots of Star Wars characters.
Is there a Martin Potato?
There could be.
Okay.
We'll show you later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. I went too far down the potato.
Well, that'll be a new obsession for you.
Okay.
Once you roll down that hot potato, you know, you never come out.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nailed it. Oh, God. Okay. So where in social media can we find you?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just like almost everybody else these days.
Yeah.
Also on the With Pen and Brush Studios website.
Yeah. So what do we search for? Jason Ward?
Jason Ward. You'll see my photo or some artwork up there for sure.
Right on. Well, it's been a great interview. Thanks for joining us here today.
Great to finally meet you.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for being in with Pen and Brush, and always, you know, we're always supportive of each other's work, so it's a great little group to be involved with.
Yeah.
And it's been awesome sitting with you and hanging out.
Thank you.
Thanks about the potatoes.
Yes.
I'll be Googling that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so have a great rest of your day, and may the force be with you.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.